And the only reason I lost it with that caller was he never calls after any win, and he's never called to say anything positive. And it would be different, Scott, if there were no positives in this program. But if you're going to call and criticize, I think that's fair. But let's also praise when it's fair, too. And if you're only going to call and be negative when it's bad and you don't do the other times, you only point out the negative stuff, then I got nothing for you, man. This is a joyful thing that we watch, and this should be fun, and this should be one of the positive things going on in your life. There's enough, man. Look, believe me, in life, there's enough negative going on. We can find something. I can find negative things to talk about, but this is a pastime. This is a hobby. This is a passionate hobby, but this is supposed to be fun. And that's one of the things I learned from Dabo is, man, the fun's in the winning, and we're going to celebrate wins more than we get down about losses, because there's enough losses out there in the rest of the world. How's your week been?
Well, I have the luxury of, you know, keeping my head in the sand a little bit. You know, I went through, and what I'm about to say, I think, to you, because I know you're probably going to ask me about last week, as you typically do on these. And by the way, if I don't get to say it, it's been another great year with you on Friday.
Yeah.
I look forward to this. I appreciate it. And hope we can do it again. But, you know, I went through all the stages of grief. Saturday night, couldn't sleep very well. You know, every time you wake up, you're rewinding that game in your head. Sunday felt like crud. Monday, you worry about going into work and getting taunted. But, you know, Monday's better than Sunday, and Tuesday's better than Monday, and Friday now is better than Thursday. So, you know, we've been through it before. And even before you asked me, and I've thought a lot about what to say to you today about it, because I have listened a little bit, and I've gotten on the boards a little bit. And there's two things I want to mention. The first is perspective, and then and keep in mind, I was very frustrated and maybe even a little bit angry about the way we played Saturday. And certainly losing is no fun. So don't take that disclaimer with this. I don't want to come across as some kind of, you know, sunshine pumper or anything like that, right? So the first one, though, is perspective. If, you know, I came down those spires, and I don't know what you call those things in Williams-Brice Stadium where you come down from the upper deck, you know, the little circular things. I call them spires. In 2013 with my daughter, Megan, and we had just lost our fifth in a row to South Carolina that night. And we're coming down the spires. And if God himself would have come down over Columbia, South Carolina, and put his arm around me and said, Scott, let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to win the next seven games against South Carolina. You're going to go to the playoffs five times. You're going to win two national championships, but you're going to have to sit through a noon game in Death Valley in November of 2022 and get your rear end handed to you. Do you take that bet? Now, would anybody in Clemson Nation not say, I'll take that bet right now, back in 2013?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, great point.
Now,
great
the
perspective.
Other part of it is this. And at the risk of alienating your fans, maybe they'll be mad at me and not you, your listeners, and maybe mad at me and you. I have no problem with the frustration. I had no problems with the people calling in and being upset and play calling and coaching decisions and effort. I had all those feelings. I had every one of them. What I didn't like hearing this week and reading is the autopsy of the football program in the middle of the season. I hate that. I've always hated that. We're playing for a championship tomorrow. And I can remember walking out of Bank of America Stadium in 2011, almost with tears in my eyes, because we'd finally won an ACC championship. And I have no problems with people who want to come on Monday morning and start breaking down what needs to change in the football program to get it back to elite. Because we're not elite right now. And best is the standard, and changes need to come. But that conversation shouldn't have happened this week. This week, we're playing for an ACC championship. Tomorrow, we're playing for an ACC championship. That's what a great fan base would focus on.
It's a great point, Scott. My issues are is when you forget the perspective of what they've done. My issues also are that if you point out how difficult it is, then people call you Tommy Bowden because they say, well, I don't care what's happening at Ohio State right now. Well, it's still your industry. You've been in the education industry forever, and it would be interesting for you to tell teachers and administrators at your schools, hey, what's going on over there in the last couple of years? Well, guess what? We had COVID the last couple of years, and things have changed. And I don't care what's going on in other school districts. I don't care mine. No, that's not the right attitude, man. You've got to pay attention to of the environment and what you're up against and the challenges that you have that everybody else faces too. I think that's fair. And then finally, I don't mind big picture thoughts. Did the Clemson need to throw the football better last week? Yeah, yeah, absolutely they do. And then Dabo said that. And do they need to – are the changes have to be made? Yeah, but exactly what those changes are and specifically who plays and who doesn't play, I'm not qualified to say that. I'm not there at practice, and I've never coached a down of football. And so my trust is going to be in a staff that has won 10 games every year and has played for national championships and won national championships and playing for a conference championship. They're much more qualified. I had a dental procedure yesterday, and we were talking about it with my great dentist. And I said, Dr. Ross, can you imagine me coming here telling you what to do right now? I've never been to the first class, but I don't know. But for some reason – our egos get involved. My pastor said that when preaching, cooking, or barbecuing and football, we think that we're geniuses despite not having any training whatsoever. And that's my frustration, is that if we were in Atlanta, Georgia, hosting a Georgia Tech show, then, man, yeah, as broken as it has been, then let's knock ourselves out and try to figure the thing out. But this thing ain't broken, and these guys deserve – a little respect and also swallow your ego that and it's hard to say, but I don't know. In today's world especially, right? It is hard to say that there are people at this you'd see it in education. Man, you're good. And I know you got a lot of people telling you what to do, but they don't have the degrees and the experience in that. But somehow, some way, they want to tell you how to do your job. And that is, I guess, that's the world we live in now. Hey, on the subject, you do a really good job of getting the pulse of the fan base. And I think I'm right about this. See if you agree. On Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I think there's a lot of people who are tripping on their bottom lips and pouting and didn't feel like this is a big deal. As the week goes on, I've got the sense that Clemson fans are getting more excited about the game tomorrow night to flush out what happened last week and to chance to win the ACC championship. Have you gotten that sense a little bit from the fan base that time – has helped us look forward to Saturday night? It's a little bigger. Feels better about it now than we did maybe Monday and Tuesday.
No, no question. No question about that. And that's one of the benefits. You know, even during the five losses to South Carolina, I think in most of those, I'm going to have to go back and think. Well, we played the next week in the ACC championship. To me, the worst part of all losing to South Carolina back in our day, you know, when we were young pups, is you had to wait till January 1st or whatever for a bowl game to try to flush it out. So you had that three or four week a gap there. So 7 days later, you get a chance to not only play another football game and win, but a chance to win an ACC championship. Championships matter. And even in the 12-team playoff or whatever that thing's going to be, championships are going to matter. And you can't lose sight of that. So I have felt the tide turn. It was a slow turn because people were tripping over their lips, to use your words. I love that. You know, and I was one of them. I mean, heck, I was one of them. So I'm right there with you all. But I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a fun game. You know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty who's going to win the game. But that makes for fun. And it looks like a great weather night. Charlotte's a fun place to get to, in and out. And at the end of the day, confetti's going to fly. And hopefully – the guys in orange are going to be under that confetti, and you're going to get an ACC championship. Oh, by the way, something that we didn't do last year, we beat the Gamecocks, but have no trophy other than the Palmetto Bowl trophy to show for it. So that would mute a lot of it, and then we can focus on what changes need to be made to get back to elite status.
Yeah. But when we do, we'll admit that you know, that's just our thoughts, and we're really not qualified as other people who make those kind of decisions through all that.
That's right. That's right.
With that said, tell me about the show tomorrow, times, place. It's always last year seemed weird that we weren't there, but a place you're very familiar with and a show prep that you're very familiar with.
Well, it's weird because really it's been 2 years since we've been there because nobody could go during the stupid COVID rules back in the Notre Dame game. So it's been a while since we played for a championship in Charlotte. The show will be from Media Hotel right there at the Charlotte Marriott in the shadows of Bank of America Stadium, 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Of course, the tagline has changed. I officially put the surrender flag up on the playoffs, as I do each and every year. It's the road to an ACC championship begins with the Tiger pregame show. And like I said, I think we have a heck of a football game coming up. I'm looking forward to seeing how Clemson plays offensively in terms of how they're going to line up, because really this is a game in which, much like the South Carolina game, if you can run the, you're going to be able to run the football. If you can hit a few passes, which we couldn't do last week, I think offensively we can score enough points to win, but it's going to have to be a much better game for DJ and or Cade, whomever is playing quarterback at the time, because you just can't do what we did last week and win against North Carolina, I don't believe.
What are keys to you in thinking about the opponent, thinking about what North Carolina does well, what they don't do well, what Clemson does well? What do you expect to see tomorrow night?
Well, let me start on defense, because I think the game, the biggest mystery to me tomorrow is I think we know what Clemson is offensively, Mickey. I mean, it's not a, you know, it's not a calculus question. We know what it is, and we can answer it. You know, if we don't throw up all over ourselves, which we've been doing very good at doing that over the past 3 or 4 weeks, you know, we're about a 30-point team offensively, and unless they give us a bunch of turnovers or unless we turn it over a lot ourselves. So on the defensive side is the most intriguing piece to this, because Clemson is, over the past, really the second half of the season, has really been atrocious in red zone defense preventing touchdowns. Now, we did get an interception last week in the end zone when Rattler, I don't know what he was thinking there, because he had such a good game, but he that was a poor throw for sure. But the difference in the game last week was the Gamecocks were 4 for 4, well, 4 for 5, you count the interception, but when they got in the red zone, they scored touchdowns. Clemson's got to do a better job tomorrow night, because look, Drake May and this offense is going to move the football. And I know they struggled the past couple of weeks, but they're going to move the football, and they're going to be able to get up and down the field. So when they get in the red zone, first of all, you can't give up the 60-yard plays and all that kind of stuff. But then once you get in the red zone, you got to make them kick field goals. We can't get into a game in which we need to score 45 points to win. It's just the math doesn't work for Clemson offensively in that. So to me, if you could tell me one thing today, if Clemson does good tomorrow, that would make me think we're going to win the football game, it is make them kick field goals in the red zone. And, you know, by the way, they don't have the best kicker in the world either. We saw that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, very, very good point there. All right, tell me about the show, the time, and where folks can find you on the dial, and maybe they're in Charlotte, because it should be another great show for the 267th consecutive time hosting the pregame show.
That's right, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Those of you making your way into Charlotte, of course, you can just listen to the Roar. Of course, you can get it on in Spartanburg, and you probably get almost all the way to Charlotte on the FM dial, but you can do it on the app if you're in Charlotte and tailgating and getting set up. Of course, get the app going. We'll be updating you on scores from, you know, the games that are going on. But we're going to be focused, as we always are, Mickey Plyler, on the game at hand and what Clemson needs to do to win the football game. And I think it's going to be a great day in Charlotte. I'm looking forward to it, because it's an ACC championship, something that we begged for many, 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 many years, and it's been now a while since we've had one, over 2 years, really, or a year and a half, a little over a year and a half or so. And it'll be the first time we could witness it in person in 3 years. So sign me up for that. Let's get a big Tiger win tomorrow, and I hope you and your family, Mickey, have a wonderful holiday season, and maybe we'll talk prior to bowl game.
Let's do that. And where the Tigers end up, we'll find out on Sunday, and we'll make plans to do a pregame show and do that the Friday or the day before, whatever it might be. We'll make plans on what that looks like for sure. Scott, thank you so much, man. I enjoyed this year as usual. Don't be a stranger. I know you won't be, and I can't wait to talk to you very soon.
Take care, Mickey. Go Tigers.
All right. That is Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame show. 267. Consecutive edition of the Tiger pregame show. Hey, my friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. We got a picture yesterday on our text line of someone's garage floor, a new garage floor. They love it. Looks awesome. You're going to love Carolina Flooring Specialist. Let them help you out. Let them take a look at your garage, get you a little estimate, and show you the colors and show you what they do and get you a date set up. You're going to love your high-performance epoxy-based flooring, slip-resistant, stain-resistant. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Tim Worley would love for you to stop by and see him. 404-8158, 404-8158. He'll come visit you soon and set that appointment up and show you what they do and get that garage floor done for you. You're going to love that functional part of it and how much you increase the value of your home at Carolina Flooring Specialist. com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Josh Williams is going to join us talking a little college football and Vegas standpoint with the championship games when you come back after this.
The cleaning pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning want to make sure your carpets stay clean this holiday season with their December special. Right now, get three rooms of carpets cleaned for only $129. Plus, mention me, Mickey Pollard, at WCCP, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Easily schedule your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
If your family is faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need and how to get what you deserve. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, and his office staff are here to help you through each step of the legal process. Call for your free consultation, 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation with attorney Nick Lavery today. It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. They're a clean-cut and reliable team, pack and assemble furniture seamlessly. So all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Founders MasterCard credit cards are here. Enjoy the convenience, reliability, and security that comes with MasterCard. Accepted worldwide, you can use them for your everyday purchases, travel purchases, and even business purchases. You can even show your school spirit with a Clemson University-designed credit card. And Founders MasterCard credit cards are digital wallet ready, so you can add them to your smart device. So you always have a way to pay. Plus, you get more with a Founders MasterCard, like rewards for purchases made with your life rewards or extra World credit card. Don't wait. Make your priceless experiences today. Visit foundersfcu.com/credit cards. That's foundersfcu.com/credit cards. Or visit one of our offices to apply today. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions may apply.
Last year, our boss surprised us with these awesome jackets and backpacks for Christmas from ACD Sports in Easley. They do embroidery and screen printing in-house and work with many local businesses, schools, and teams doing their caps, shirts, uniforms, and jackets. If your organization or company needs screen printing or embroidery, stop by ACD Sports and see how they assist you. And while you're there, do a little Christmas shopping at their Clemson Fan Shop, Highway 123 in Easley, by Chick-fil-A.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food, even if that's from the comfort of your own home this year. Herb Class of 82 and Carl Class of 84 know the importance of football and great food. So get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson, 864-654-4655. Or Chick-fil-A of Seneca, 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day, right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
I am so excited. We're at Chick-fil-A of Clemson, and today is a huge day because my good friend Cooper, happy birthday, man. How you doing?
Good.
Good. How old are you today?
9
years old. That's crazy. How about that? Do you feel 9 today?
Yeah.
You feel bigger?
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel like an old man now? Does it feel different than being 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, so tell me about your birthday. Anything special going on today?
I'm going to have my mom pick up some cupcakes for my birthday today.
Whoa.
And me and my dad are going camping to spend a little birthday time together, you know?
I think that's great, man. Isn't that cool? That's cool. Your mom and dad both get to participate in this kind of thing. Hey, does your sister know it's your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, does she wish you happy birthday? That's pretty cool, man. I hope it's the best birthday ever. I got something for you, all right?
Okay.
All right, most people are going to sing happy birthday to you. We do something different. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Birthday boy, 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 birthday boy. 9 years old, man. Hey, just think, this time next year, you're going to be double digits. You're going to be 10 years old. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Very cool. So your friends at school know it's your birthday today?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, listen, from all of us here, buddy, happy birthday. Many, many more. Before I let you go, Clemson going to win tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Against North Carolina?
Yeah.
What's the score going to be?
84-67.
Well, that would be a high-scoring basketball kind of game there. I'll take it, man. 84-67. So on Monday, everybody will talk about the 67 rather than the 84, but I think that's great, man. That's awesome. Hey, happy birthday. Happy 9th birthday. Many,
Thanks.
Many more. All right, buddy?
Okay.
All right, my good friend. That's my friend Cooper. 9 years old. Big day, man. Big day. I can remember I was 9. That was a long, 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 long time ago. Let me get to Josh Williams now. I'm talking some Vegas odds and Vegas lines and all that. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. You sure you can remember back that far to when you were 9?
It was a few short years ago. I got a filling that had a crack in it. We had to replace it yesterday. And I told my dentist, Dr. Ross, I said, Doctor, you know, I'm thinking about it. That filling's probably 45 years old. And he goes, yeah, it's time for it to crack a little bit. Hey, I was going to tell you, Chris Felica, the Bears, leaving ESPN Game Day. Did you see that story?
I saw that, yeah. He's going to Fox.
He's going to Fox Sports in their big game day. So I've been calling you our Cub instead of our Bear. You throwing your name in the hat? I think you could do it.
I don't know about all that.
I think you could get it done. Hey, let's jump into it. Tonight, Pac-12 championship game, Utah and Southern Cal. Southern Cal playing well in Las Vegas, a 2.5-point favorite. What are the thoughts here?
Yeah, let me ask you this. In the grand scheme of things, the games this weekend, is this the only one that matters with an effect to how the college football playoff shakes out?
You know, the TC, I think Michigan's in. I think Georgia's in. TCU could make an argument out of it. This one might. But I think the very fair point of, hey, these teams are playing an extra game. So, you know, I don't know if you want a two-loss deal in there, but if they didn't play, they would be in, right? So the argument would be, why would Ohio State – what did Ohio State do? Ohio State didn't put their reputation on the line or put their game on the line. So, no, I think all these teams are in, you know, or at least deserve to be in.
Right, yeah, the one kind of argument would be, if Utah were to win two losses to the same opponent, you know, and does that deserve to get in? But you're right in that, you know, Ohio State's not putting anything extra on tape this week, and they're coming off a 3-touchdown loss at home. So it's not like they're doing anything to improve. But I think if USC wins, obviously they're in. But I think if they lose, that Ohio State probably sneaks in, given that being a second loss. But anyway, yeah, the line on this game, it's been fluctuating basically between 2.5 and 3. Opened up at 3. And majority of the action has been on USC, predictably. They're kind of the, I won't say the darling team of the week, but a lot of eyeballs coming off of the game last week against Notre Dame. And, you know, this is a matchup that, you know, last year, you know, wouldn't have happened, you know, had the Pac-12 not eliminated divisions before this year. You know, these two wouldn't have been matching up again. I think when you think back to last week, you know, obviously you and I both were a bit wrong on the outcome and how it played out. But the thing that impressed me the most from a USC perspective was how impressive their run game has been these last couple of weeks, even without Travis Dye. I mean, Austin Jones was really, really good last week. Had 154 on the ground last week. He had 120 the week before. They're using Caleb Williams in the run game a little bit more. And, you know, it really kind of, you know, on the other side, you know, on defense, they didn't really do anything great. I mean, Notre Dame averaged, you know, 8 yards per play. They averaged 12 yards per attempt throwing the ball. I mean, Pine even had over 300 yards. And obviously we knew they would struggle with the tight end, and Mayer had just under 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. But, as you know, as it relates to this week, obviously it's a rematch from earlier game in the year, 43-42 with that two-point conversion there at the end. And, you know, the tight end, Kincaid, had 16 catches on 16 targets, you know, 234 yards and a touchdown there. And the only thing that gives me pause, you know, from not, you know, really kind of liking Utah again is just kind of the health of Rising and Kincaid. They've both been dinged up in recent weeks, not 100%. And obviously that's going to be a big deal because this isn't the same kind of Utah defensive front that we've seen in recent years. I mean, USC will be able to get their yards, they'll be able to get their point. But if Utah can't match that with Rising and obviously Kincaid being a matchup problem there, they may not be able to keep up. But that's the only thing that kind of gives me a bit of a pause from maybe liking Utah a little bit more, just so with some question marks around those two.
Hey, to put a bow on that other conversation, Southern Cal had a one-point loss on the road to Utah, and Ohio State got blown out at home to Michigan. The other thing is head-to-head common opponents. Southern Cal looked better against Notre Dame. Both of them were 11-point wins. I thought Southern Cal looked better against Notre Dame than Ohio State did. That's at the end of the year there. But the other question is, like, who did Ohio State beat? They beat Penn State, maybe. You know, so I don't see what Ohio State did anything. Didn't win a division, didn't play for championship. I don't. And if it weren't for this week, anyway. With that said, let's move forward to the Big 12 championship game tomorrow. Kansas State, TCU, Horned Frogs, 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah, it's been opened actually around 1.5. We got 4-1 action on TCU there, but it hasn't quite gotten up to that key number of 3 there, even though that TCU has drawn basically, you know, 4-1 action on the game. So, you know, since 2016, there's been 11 conference title games. So this obviously applies to both of these two, Pac-12 and Big 12, 11 conference title games with a spread of a field goal or less. And the underdogs have won 8 of those 11 outright. So this sets up to be another good game, obviously another rematch from a good game earlier in the year where Kansas State jumped out to a big lead and obviously had a couple injuries there, but TCU kind of ramped up the defensive intensity there and the offense got going and they pulled it out in the second half. And TCU is one that I guess what's impressed me the most maybe in the last like 3 weeks is just how it seemingly they have just kind of ramped up the physicality on that defensive side of the ball. That was kind of the question for them this year. They've been really good. Obviously, they, you know, didn't allow an offensive touchdown to Texas a few weeks ago. I mean, they've only allowed 6 touchdowns total in the second half in the last 7 games. So, you know, the scoring margin in the second half has been big for them all year. They're plus 107 there, which is a big deal with some of those comeback wins. So, I'm with you. I think, you know, no matter the result, as long as it's not a huge blowout, I think they're in no matter what. But I think this is another one that's going to be a good game there early tomorrow at noon and a good matchup between these two.
All right, LSU, Georgia in Atlanta. Hard to believe SEC championship, 17.5-point line right now.
Yeah, this thing's opened up at 15.5, and, you know, LSU's gotten about 65% of the tickets, but almost 60% of the money's on Georgia. So they've definitely been the respected side. And to me, it all kind of just kind of, you know, centers on Jaden Daniels. I mean, it's said obviously he was in a boot earlier in the week, but they've said that he is supposed to play. But if his mobility is affected, I mean, this is the LSU offensive line that's allowed 41 sacks this year. You know, LSU is a team that wants to be able to run it. And on the year, a lot of their most, a lot of its success running it is on Daniel scrambling. And if his mobility is affected, obviously the backup would come in. He's more of a kind of a gunslinger, may lead to more turnovers. It's just kind of a big deal all the way around. And obviously Perkins is kind of the big name, this year on defense for LSU. I would expect that, Georgia makes him cover some of these tight ends. He hasn't been very good in coverage. So it'd be something to watch on that side of the ball. But yeah, it really, to me, for LSU to cover that number, Daniels is going to have to be effective. And his mobility is going to have to be there to be able to make some plays with his legs.
Josh Weir's our guest talking college football for tomorrow. ACC Championship in Charlotte, Tar Heels and Tigers. Clemson a 7.5-point favorite.
Yeah, this one opened up around 7. North Carolina's gotten about 60% of the action, but it's ticked up above that 7 to 7.5, so a little bit of respected money there on Clemson there. You know, the ACC title game is one that no underdog has won since 2011. The favorites have covered the last 5 and all those wins there by double digits. So when you look at North Carolina, obviously we know Clemson struggled with some downfield passes last week, and that's been kind of a theme in a couple games this year. But if you look at North Carolina these last couple weeks, teams have kind of figured out the best way to try to combat Drake May and that offense. If you look at last week, he was 29 of 49 for 233. You know, he's only 3 out of 12 on passes of 10-plus yards, and State played a lot of coverage that forced him into a lot of checkdowns. He threw 22 passes basically between 0 and 10 yards, you know, between the hashes. So a lot of checkdowns. It's kind of – they're making May be patient and methodically move the ball down the field, and it's really – it's really kind of frustrated him at times. But, you know, on the flip side, on the other side of that is other side of that coin, basically, even though you're playing coverage, the North Carolina offensive line isn't great. You know, they're kind of outside the top 80 and sack rate allowed. So teams have still been able, particularly Georgia Tech a couple of weeks ago, still been able to get pressure on him even while playing coverage with that front. So that would seem to be another avenue of success there for Clemson. You know, the right tackle in particular is probably one of the weaker links on that side. So maybe you'll see some, maybe even Trenton Simpson off the edge there. But, you know, keeping May in the pocket playing coverage has really forced them to kind of be less explosive and check down there. So if that's something that Clemson can do to keep them contained and force them into long methodical drives, maybe it leads to more mistakes and obviously leads to maybe a couple turnovers that they can try to capitalize on and maybe get a couple short fields to help out the offense that struggled a little bit at time, obviously, in the second half last week.
In our final minute or two, you got some props for Championship Saturday?
Yeah, so the South Point in Vegas puts out a prop every week for every football, college football Saturday for which team will score the most points. It's obviously smaller slate tomorrow, but the selections basically range. There's two teams at 6-1, and they range from 6-1 to 60-1. Take a gander there? Who would be the favorites there to score the most points?
All right, let me think about it here. Southern Cal.
Well, this is only games on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just games on Saturday.
Just championship games? Because there's other games that are out there, right?
Yeah, I mean it does include the G5 championship games like Coastal and Troy, you know, the AAC games, Central Florida,
okay.
And Tulane.
All right, well, let me stay in the Power 5 then, and let me go with I'm gonna surprise you. I'm going to go with Georgia.
They'd be third on the list, 8-1.
All right. TCU?
TCU is at 9-1, just below Georgia.
Below Georgia.
Two teams at 6-1.
Michigan.
Correct.
Is that the top one?
That's, yeah, tied for the best odds at 6-1. Who's the other one?
Tulane?
No, they're 10 to 1.
You're going to tell me Clemson?
Correct.
Had they listened to the roar this week?
Clearly not, right? I mean, yeah. Clemson, Michigan at 6 to 1. Yeah, Georgia 8 to 1. TCU 9 to 1. Kansas State 10 to 1 with Tulane. A couple 12 to 1s, Troy and Toledo. And then the other end of the spectrum, the highest odds there, obviously, Purdue 50 to 1 and LSU 60 to 1.
Hadn't listened to the roar at all this week. Hey, let's visit next week. We've got a lot to discuss. Let's discuss some bowl stuff. Let's discuss some maybe some other things going on and playoff things along those lines. And then let me know how the resume goes. ESPN's looking for the next Bear. I think you're it. I think you're it. I'll write a letter of recommendation for you. How about that?
Yeah, man, sounds good. You guys have a good weekend.
Have a great one, John. Hey, bundle up, man. Look, 32 when I was coming in this morning. Bundle up. Get it done. That's my great friend Josh Williams. We'll take a short break. We will come back. Charlie Pellett's going to join us. A little Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report telling you how to get your tractors ready. We'll do that after a very short break.
Join Out of Bounds live at Walk-On's Clemson Tuesday, December 6th from noon till 3. Dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine, have the chance to win some prizes, and hang out with Quack and Ben live from Walk-On's Clemson Tuesday, December 6th, noon till 3.
It's bow time. Use the Bojangles app this holiday season to spend less time in the kitchen and more time celebrating with a big bow box. Order one tonight and get enough chicken, fixins, and biscuits for everyone. Nothing says seasonings greetings like sharing chicken and cheer with your whole crew. It's bow time.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
It's time for Tiger football, and what better place to enjoy football weekends than in your own condo at Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant and a football field for pre-tailgate festivities. When you aren't here cheering for the Tigers, earn income using our managed rental program to rent your condo to fellow Tiger fans. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today, and go Tigers.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Clemson touchdown!
This week, the Clemson Tigers are headed up to Charlotte as they take on the North Carolina Tar Heels for the ACC Championship. In the final year of division play, the Tigers look to reclaim their title atop the ACC and look to end the regular season as champs. Broadcast begins at 5 p.m. with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality. With brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors, we're your store for service. With one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners, we're your local experts. And we're here to help you with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore. Come see us at Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Huddle up, team. We got to get to the game and set up our tailgate. Are the coolers packed?
Yep.
Chips?
For sure.
What about your father? Where is he?
He's completing his pregame ritual.
Babe, we got a problem.
Better add Roto-Rooter to your pregame checklist. Plumbing problems are never convenient, especially on game days. Call Roto-Rooter for right-on-time service, anytime.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
In college football, you need a good quarterback, running back duo. When it comes to getting a good night's sleep, you need the duo of support and comfort. Engineered Sleep's ES Duo mattress gives you just that. The ES Duo by Engineered Sleep lets you choose the comfort and the support that's right for you. Now, it comes with a 90-day sleep trial, and it's 100% American-made, and you can go try them right now at their showroom in Greenville. Use code WCCP for 10% off and two free pillows. That's over $550 in savings. EngineeredSleep.com. Better sleep. Rest assured.
From the Liberty Bridge in Falls Park to the Top Row in Memorial Stadium, we are your home for sports across the upstate. 105.5 and 97.5, we are the Roar.
Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson, let them help you out with your next vehicle. And the whole car buying experience has changed forever, I would say. You don't need a new car. You got to have a used car. You don't want to take that depreciation. Well, now at Granger Nissan, there's not much depreciation. The other part of it is you've got the this idea that lifetime powertrain warranty. That's worth the deal there is our great friends over at Granger Nissan, Granger Nissan of Anderson. Go by and see them. Get the lifetime powertrain warranty. They've got a big, huge selection over that way, and they'd love to help you out. Shop online, easy to remember, Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Mike, lightning strikes twice. How about that? We've got Parker here with me now, who has a big birthday. Happy birthday, man. How you doing?
Good.
Good. How old are you?
7.
7 years old? This is a big day, huh? Big day for you, huh? Happy birthday. Hey, let me ask you this. Did you get any presents for your birthday so far?
Last night I got a ton of them because it was like a pizza party.
Oh, you had a pizza party? How many people came to your pizza party?
I don't know. I could not count.
It was a bunch of people?
Yeah, I did not count.
Well, it's nice to have the people who care about you and love you and want to come see for your birthday. What'd you get, man? What'd you get?
I knew I got like a briefcase.
Whoa.
Something.
Yeah?
It had art, but I replaced the little books with money and GameStop cards.
That's pretty cool, right?
I got from the other presents.
Yeah. I tell you what else I've been told. Am I right by saying you got that new Buffalo plaid there? That shirt jacket you got on?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, right?
I got this morning.
This morning? And then what else? Did you get a watch?
I got that this morning, too.
That's a good birthday, man. Hey, you got to go to school this morning?
Yeah.
Are you headed to school? Do your friends know it's your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you go to school?
Clemson Elementary.
And what grade?
First
grade. Well, listen, I got to sing a song for you, okay?
Okay.
You ready? Birthday boy, 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 birthday boy. Happy birthday, man. I hope you have a great day today and have many, many more, okay?
Okay.
You want to turn around for a picture right quick? Let's do this right quick right here.
All
right, let's do this. And let's bring in a guy who's probably had his 7th birthday a long, long, long time ago, Charles Pellett. Charles B. Pellett. Good morning, Charlie Pellett. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Mickey. How about yourself?
I'm good. When was your 7th birthday, Charles Pellett?
It goes way back, maybe in the 60s, I guess.
Yeah, a few short years ago. Hey, let me tell everybody, this segment is brought to you by my great friends over at Jinx Inc. Realty, JRRland.com. If you want the best when it comes to finding that land for you, prepping that land for you, so much to do there. It's my friends at Jinx Inc. Realty, JRRland.com. Charlie, it feels like winter outside at 32 degrees this morning. We need to winterize tractors and get ready for that kind of year, this time of year.
Yeah, you really don't use your tractor too terribly much, at least the backyard farmer. So, you know, you can do a few things to make it easier for the spring when you really will be needing your tractor. You know, the first thing you want to do is check your antifreeze. And you can go to any store, auto store, and pick up a little tester. It's got a little tube. You kind of suck up some stuff, and you look at these little balls, and they tell you whether you need to add some or not. Now, so you definitely want to do that. If you don't do anything else to your tractor, definitely do that. If your radiator freezes up, it's pretty expensive. A radiator fluid is also kind of a decrotive, anywhere that doesn't let your stuff corrode. So it's got some chemicals in there, but those chemicals don't last forever. They last about 3 years. So you need to change your antifreeze about every 3 or 4 years, just to be sure. While you're looking at your radiator, look for grass and dirt built up in there. If you have an air compressor, you can blow it out. If you got a hose, you can blow it out. If you don't, take a brush, but don't brush your radiator hard. Just kind of get all that stuff out before you put your tractor up. The other thing is your battery. Your battery is sitting there all winter getting cold. A lot of people take their battery out this time of year. Other people will take a trickle charger, which is not too expensive. You got a place to plug in and just hook it up to your battery, and it keeps it charged up. Every time it goes down a little bit, it charges. But what I do is I just, every time I'm down at my farm, I start my tractor and let it run for, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how cold it is, and just keep that battery good. Otherwise, come spring, you're going to be all mad at yourself. Like I say, I just start mine every weekend when I go down there or whenever. Just keep it going. The next thing, you know, you just check your oil and your hydraulic fluids. It's not, they won't freeze up or anything like that, but just as long as you're messing with your tractor, you might as well check that out. I like to change my oil right before spring, before I start using it, and be sure I got that new oil in there. The oil is the blood life of your tractor, whether it's gas or diesel. Diesel tractors, they say to fill it up with diesel before you put it up. Gas tractors, they like to drain out the, not the whole tank, but just out of the engine, like when you run a outboard motor, you run that out, you just unplug it and just run to the gases out of the lines, disconnect your lines. That will keep, sometimes moisture gets in there and freeze up those lines with condensation. So the next thing I like to do is how are you going to store it? If you got a shed, that's great. That's the best alternative, is have a shed. If you don't, what really happens is your seat. You need to cover up your seat, because where your little butt sits, it's kind of concaved, and water will build up there, and it's freezing, and then it's thawing. It'll crack your seat. So get some kind of plastic and put over your, like a bucket or something, put over your seat if you got to leave it outside. Hopefully you got a shed. But the seat really takes a beating over the winter with the freezing water and not. So those are the few things that if you do those, that come spring when you really need your tractor, it'll be a lot easier on you. You still in spring before you get on it, check everything out, be sure it's running good.
I love it, man. The thing about you guys is you do you work to play, and that's not really work, but you got to do those kind of things and invest a little bit. Nice to have some big boy toys like some of those things as well. But you got to take care of it for sure. So, hey, Charlie, tell us a little bit about Jig Seat Realty, what you guys do. You're the very best in the business, and I know it's a great time of year to get in touch with you here in this holiday season. Hey, you got some good Christmas presents you can sell somebody right now.
Yeah. Just go to our website. If you really want to impress somebody with a Christmas present, look at our website and pick out a piece of property and give it to them. That'll really make their day, I promise you that. If you want to brighten somebody up, just give them give them 10, 15 acres. That'll make them happy as they can be. But you can get in contact with us. If you want to just call us, you can call us at 864-631-2770. Or if you want to look at all our stuff on the internet, just go to www.jirland.com. Just give us a call. We'll come look at your property if you need it to look at, or if you want to buy some. We'll be happy to take you out and show you some properties. The winter's a great time to look at, because the trees are off, so you can really see what you're getting at. The bugs are not so bad, or not bad at all. So just give us a call if you want to interested in land, selling yours or buying some. We'd be more than happy to help you.
I love it. Hey, Charlie, have a great weekend. It should be decent weather. Maybe some rain tomorrow. Get outside. Enjoy the dog. Enjoy the outdoors. And look forward to talking to you guys next Friday.
You got it, man. Have a great weekend.
Charlie B. Pellet, Charles Pellet, Charlie Pellet from Jinx Inc. Realty. Certainly appreciate him checking in with us here as he does on Fridays. Again, sponsored by my friends over at Jinx Inc. Realty. When we come back, I just got a text. Roy Philpott's going to had a flight change, and he's going to be in the air the next hour. He's coming back from Miami. I told him bring some heat. He said I might try to bring back some quarterback play as well. So he won't be joining us. That means more open phone lines for you in the next hour. We're going to talk about all these championship games starting tonight. Also talk a little Clemson basketball, Clemson and Wake Forest and Little John tonight. Talk some World Cup soccer. So we'll get into all that. Certainly looking forward to that in our next hour. We'll kick the next hour off, though, with a little Biggie Smalls, a little Biggie Games of the Week. We'll tell you what's coming on television in the sports world and what that looks like. So we'll do that in our Biggie Games of the Week. Hey, my friends over at Zero Res, ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300. There's December specials, $129. A free hallway clean when you mention my name. They have air duct cleaning specials as well. We love Zero Res. We love what they've done at our home, at our old studios. We hadn't quite messed the carpet up at our new ones yet, but we will, and we'll call Zero Res, and they will stay cleaner longer. So if you want to learn more about ZR Water, learn more about their air duct cleaning, learn more about their carpet, area rug, tile and grout, let them take care of you. I've got to do some tile and grout stuff. I have some hard water in our home, and I need to do the tile and grout service with them. The best in the business is Zero Res. A couple different ways to get in touch with them. ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. So what's coming on television? What's your sports weekend look like? When we come back, we'll get with Mike Vaughn and see what he thinks about football and basketball and soccer and what all he's going to be paying attention to. And then we'll open up phone lines and text lines for the final hour of a Friday show from our final show from Chick-fil-A on a College Football Friday. With Mike Vaughn, I'm Mickey Plowler. Hour number three when you return right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's holiday season, and you can count on Reed's Jewelers to offer you unmatched savings and customer service. America's largest family-owned jeweler invites you.